Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, or Shows and Tours, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down. The Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200. From Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits daphealth.org. Revivalsstores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals, this is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey. Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. I'm so glad you're here. I'm fond of saying I want this to be the best 3 hours of your day. Welcome to 920 AM and 99.1 FM. Then remember all the new stuff that's going on with all these numbers, 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, because on all four of those spots on your radio dial, you can hear the 5-day-a-week, 4 stations 12 times a day, Joey English Daily Datebook, then you can always hear our show in real time on the free KGX mobile app. After we're through, Nigel posts everything to my website, which is, strangely enough, joeyenglish.com, and my Facebook page. Please friend me. We all need friends. Sit back and relax. I will drive. And we start off as we always do, because if you're hungry.
Excuse me?
You know, girls, we really got to eat. And you know we should eat right. If 5 will get you 10, then I'm gonna feed myself right tonight.
Are you ready to whet your appetite? Time now for the Joey English Show, Restaurant of the Week.
Okay, Joey pals, wait till you see the picture Nigel's going to take of Carissa Farley. She's here from
Wildest Restaurant.
It used to be Wildest Greens, and I never quite understood that anyway.
So
Wildest Restaurant, I understand.
The fabulous Denise Dewberry Hay owned a fabulous cafe called Wildest Greens. It was a bright and sunny, almost Parisian-style grab-and-go cafe, and she used to serve organic salads and wonderful soups and stews. She did a huge lunch business. She did grab-and-go juices. She did a certain selection of plant-based options, and it was quite popular. After her passing, my husband said to me, what will we do with the building? You know, what's next? You know, what do we do? And it was my suggestion that we serve it with lots of good wine. So,
I'm sorry.
You know, I'm a different person. I want dark and sexy with a cocktail.
Yeah.
So Wildest is the hippest new joint on El Paseo. It's worth the drive if you're local to Palm Springs. It's worth the drive because it's different. We wanted to create something that was unlike anything in the desert.
As are you, by the way.
Thank
but
you.
I mean that with a great deal of love. I know you a long time. Our kids went to school together, and you're formidable.
And some
that's
of your
a nice word.
Thank you. I'm flattered. Some of your listeners may be, wait, isn't that the paver girl?
Yes,
I am the paver girl.
She is the paver girl.
But my passion has always been food and wine and ethnobotany. As we have talked many times, I look at food as medicine.
Yes.
And you
look what I'm wearing.
Exactly.
My shirt, Joey Pal, says Well Read, R-E-D. It has nothing to do with a book. And right there is a glass of red wine.
A sparkly bottle of red wine.
I am well read.
Well, we turned the end of El Paseo, where the very last spot on, well, I shouldn't say that because El Paseo is growing all the time.
Yes,
it is expanding all the way from one end to the other. We're on the other side of Monterey. We had an incredible decor done by Stephen Love of Egg and Dart and Jeffrey Jones and myself. I might have been in construction for a few years.
Yeah, hello.
We gutted it. We do entertainment every night. And the theme of our food is great food, great drinks, great for you.
Great food, great drinks, great for you.
So we do all wild seafood. Occasionally, I sneak in a little sustainable abalone, but other than that, the seafood is wild. The meats are pasture-raised, grass-fed beefs and pasture-raised meats, and a third of the menu is plant-based. But we don't want to use that V word because it scares a lot of people. They are terrified of the V word. Plant-based doesn't have to be awful.
Everybody's doing that.
Think of Napa Valley Farm to Table. Mm-hmm. We're that place where we're a little more casual than some of the fabulous grand dames that surround us. We have some incredible restaurants on El Paseo. We're a little more casual. We're a little funkier. We're a little more fun, but we did get Palm Springs Life Best New Restaurant.
Wow.
We got a Wine Spectator Award right off the shoot. We strive our niche, and it's a little bit of a edgy formula for a new restaurateur. What I am betting, literally betting the farm on, is that if I use a little better ingredients at a little lower cost, a little less margin, meaning you can get an incredible French Bordeaux by the glass at like $18 a glass at my restaurant, and when it's gone, it's gone.
It's gone.
They're just, we're doing, every month we're doing wine tastings. I have one, well, I had one last week that was $25, and we were sampling about 20 wines.
My goodness.
Because I'm just trying to get you into the place. Yes. Even if it's a lost leader, I want you to come in and see how fabulous our wines are.
We had a Joey pal, one of our listeners, went in and had, do you have impossible scallops?
Oh, so we don't use that word impossible.
I know. What do you call it?
So it's a scallop. Instead of the scallops, I have regular delicious scallops, and then I have a scallop.
How do you put it on the menu? Do you spell scallop?
Plant-based scallop, yeah.
Okay, because I can't spell.
And for most people who are shaking in their shoes at the idea of a plant-based scallop, like, ooh, that sounds terrible, that sounds fake.
She said you could not tell the difference.
One of the things I'm most proud of, if we were going to get a Michelin star, it would be for the creativity of that dish.
Where do these recipes come from?
We create them. There's nothing fake in it. It's a trumpet mushroom. And it's not a cheap trumpet mushroom either.
That's ground up and now it's shaped like a scallop.
So basically
it becomes a scallop.
It's not ground up.
What is it?
The whole stem is almost like sous vide. So it is prepared and then it is flame broiled. And then she does this incredible sauce. She does a combination of a green pea oil, a green pea schmear, and then she has a tamarind sauce adjacent to it. And the scallops are delicately placed in that.
Sounds like beautiful presentation.
Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. And I do have new plates coming too. So I'm literally having a ball.
When you say she, sing out to your chef.
Oh, Gladys Lizcara. Is keep an eye out if you are a chef groupie the way I am. She's the one to watch.
Gladys Lizcara.
Yeah, I would. You could just say Gladys Liz. Okay. I would gladly. I think she's the hottest new chef in the valley, and not to mention that she's female and in her maybe early 40s. She might be 40. Expect to see her on Food and Wine magazine.
Wow.
Expect to see her on Bon Appetit. I think she's going to rock this
food world.
Yeah, I think she's going to rock the food world.
Flavortown.
We have had some challenges, as have every business right now. I feel like there's so much more we could do, but you know that's my personality anymore. There's always more, more, more. What else can I do?
Me too. I love the concept of more.
But yeah, more, more, more.
Tell me about the entertainment.
We're limited. We are limited by our labor shortage. And right now, like, I had the most incredible truffle pasta on the menu. Oh my gosh, it just make your mouth water. And right now I had to take it off the menu because my truffles are on a port in Long Beach.
See?
Can't get
them
out of there. So yeah, I have the same challenges. The
you know who's listening to us? Coming up is Sarah Tripp, and she's from Desert Oasis Healthcare, and she's a dietitian.
Oh my gosh.
And we're doing all the right things, aren't we, Sarah?
So
absolutely.
Clean meats and eat more plants.
Yes.
You know, Volturo Longo, one of the leading voices in anti-aging right now, who was given the award for autophagy, which is basically fasting or mimic fasting.
Oh, I do a little of that intermittent fasting.
Correct. And if you ask him what is the diet he recommends.
What does he say?
Plants. He says eat limited amounts of clean seafood that do not have mercury in them, and eat primarily plants. Plants, plants, and more plants.
See?
And, you know, you don't have to be. This is where I think people, you know, I see all this vegan shaming on the internet, or, oh, my God, you ate a bite of meat. Or it shouldn't be like that. What it should be is that we all have an understanding that the chronic conditions in health are not, they're not being eliminated. we're living with them. We're being medicated and we're living with them the rest of our lives.
The Bible says moderation in all things.
Anything.
That's a better way to approach it.
Anything. And then the opposite side of that spectrum is when you tell somebody, you know, I want to live to 100. They're like, oh, no, not me.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, of course we do. We want to live well as long as we can. And I think everyone knows that means incorporating more plants into your diet.
I interrupted you. You were going to tell us about the entertainment in the time we have.
You
left.
Got it. So
there's a lot to talk
on many, many nights we have Nick Sosa. If you have not heard Nick Sosa, he is fantastic. He is not in your face in the beginning of the evening when it's a little quiet, and he's got you up and dancing by the end of the night. So it's super fun. We have a number of other performers who perform there as well.
How many days a week are you open?
So right now we're open Wednesday through Sunday, but on Tuesdays we have some private parties. So, and you're invited to those private parties.
Thank you.
A lot of times there are wine dinners. So we'll open up the restaurant because we get too many people. So we open on nights we're not necessarily open just for our special events.
Now tell everybody your address.
Okay, it's 72990 El Paseo.
7-2-9-9-0 El Paseo.
So it's right at the intersection of Monterey and El Paseo.
Reservations?
Good idea. Yeah, it's
number.
Otherwise, ask for me and I'll get you in, but it's highly recommended. Don't know the phone number, can't remember.
I'll get it.
Yeah, just Google.
Will you Google wildest restaurant for
think,
us, Nigel?
Think of me. Think I'm a little wild and you'll remember wildest restaurant.
And that's a website.
Yeah.
Wildestrestaurant.com.
And you can Google us. We're everywhere.
Sure.
You can also go online for the calendar of special events, open table. Also, you can
reserve.
Here comes
the number. 760. Uh-huh. 636-0441. There we are. See, we spare no expense in pleasing the pretty blonde. Thanks for stopping by, sweetheart.
Thanks so much for having
me. Where
will
you be for Thanksgiving? Will the restaurant be open?
No, we're closed on our people. Like I said, we have limited staff. They got to rest, too.
Yes.
We do have a wonderful little plant-based, if you're plant-based, I can give a little shout-out for Tanya's around the corner. She will be making plant-based Thanksgiving to go. If you're one of those,
Tanya's around.
If you're
the
one of those people, go to Tanya's. Why,
how nice of you! Bless your heart. Our very special guest, the gorgeous Carissa Farley. Yes, she's the paver lady. 72990 El Paseo, 636-0441. That's Palm Desert, right?
Yeah.
Bless your heart.
Then go to Coachella Yoga and.
You still have Coachella Yoga.
I've got Coachella Yoga too.
That's another reason you look so good.
We're trying to bring in our first Medicare reimbursable program for heart disease.
You'll have to come back.
Okay, I'll come back.
Come back.
Thanks so much.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate. Of course.